Now we're going to move on to our third and final segment. Here in New York, 109 legal aid workers with the Mobilization for Justice Union who do crucial work helping protect the rights of tenants and others who need civil legal services. They have been on strike for 8 weeks trying to get a fair contract that at least gives them pay raises that meet the rate of inflation and preserves their benefits. And recently they've been stepping up their actions, doing protests at the law offices of some of their prominent board members of Mobilization for Justice. And now we're going to be joined by Corinthia A. Carter. She is the president of UAW Local 2330. The Mobilization for Justice Union is a part of that UAW local. Corinthia A. Carter, welcome to WBAI.
Hi, thank you for having me. And I just donated. So donated $100. Okay. I want to do the
Corinthia.
Yeah. I'm sorry for cursing, but
yes. We love the donation. We'll just leave the four-letter words behind. But we certainly understand the sentiment, and we thank you for that powerful example there for anybody else who wants to follow you. So can you just we have a few minutes here. Can I give a summary of why the Mobilization for Justice legal aid workers are on strike and what's at stake and why they're still on strike after 8 weeks?
So a slight correction. So we're a unit inside of the local, but yes, we kind of run independently. Like we're like pretty big as far as, you know, our unit goes. We're together with Legal Services NYC. We're about 640 members.
Okay.
MFJ is the smaller.
Yep.
Of the two. So sorry, what was your question again?
What's at stake in this strike and why has it dragged out for 8 weeks?
I mean, management has just refused to acknowledge, you know, as you said, like COLA, living in New York City, you know, respecting the work that's done. We're wall-to-wall union. Mm-hmm. And initially just wanted to move the attorney salaries and not really move too much on the lower paid workers who tend to be women of color.
Mm.
That was one of the things they, you know, before the strike, they were at 2.22%. They called it a move. They just offered 3% for 2.22% for the next 2 years, which is absolutely nothing. It's, you know, one of our chances, 2% don't pay the rent. And it doesn't, you know, New York City. You know, they're trying to like take back things that were already granted in the contract, such as the union having say in healthcare.
Mm-hmm. And now, if the board,
you know, they fired. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sorry.
If the board doesn't want to adequately pay the legal aid workers who are on the front lines doing the work to protect tenants and others, what are they trying to use the resources of the organization for instead?
They haven't made it clear. They've been crying broke, but yet, you know, management has gotten their increases. You know, and that's why, which has caused this escalation. Just yesterday, members visited the house of one of the bargaining team members, management's members, and they did various actions on that because it's like people can't live with what they're offering. And this work is hard. This work is very hard because it's not just housing. You have immigration. You have like all these other civil services, civil legal services.
Like accessing issues. Disability benefits and things like that.
Yes.
I understand.
Yeah, family law. You have various things. We have social workers on hand. You know, it's like all these different issues that people face in New York City. And management is doing a horrible job without us, without our members. I've heard they defaulted on a case. You know, they're trying to like quickly get through cases. Not doing right by our clients.
And what does it mean to, at this moment, to be a UAW local? A UAW is so vibrant and militant right now, from the auto industry to higher education. And now, I mean, you all have your strike going on, and I understand yours is a union that's been a militant for a long time, even preceding sort of this renaissance within the wider UAW.
Yeah, UAW just caught up to MFJ. MFJ has been militant. That's on record. Like, they have been fighting for not just, you know, their contracts, but for other folks and supporting others as well. You know, this is a new UAW. And what pushed that was one member, one vote, of course. Yeah. But yeah, this is a new UAW. We've you know, been lucky enough to get support from our regional, our local, even, you know, the UAW president, Sean Fain, even, you know, called out MFJ for hiring scabs.
Yeah, it's terrible. And we'll have to go here shortly. Is there anything people can do to support the workers while they're on strike?
Come out to the various pickets. Follow us on social media, MFJ Union. And we always alert folks of where, you know, what actions are going to happen, when they could come out. You know, it's 8 weeks, and we could definitely love to see new faces and folks out there supporting us.
Okay. Well, Corinthia A. Carter from UAW Local 2330, thank you so much for joining us this evening on WBAI, and also thank you for your generous support for this station.
Thank you. I'll continue. This wasn't a one-time thing. I'll continue to support. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So we're going to wrap it up here in a moment. Thanks for help on this show from Brian Carrillo, Neil Constantine, Jonathan Rampagoa, and our board operator, Reggie Johnson. Amba, what's our going away music tonight?
Well, we're going to be hearing Faramba from Pharoah Sanders. John.
Yes.
John.
Hello?
It's 2320.
Really?
Yeah. Right, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry.
Right.